going to try to work our way towards a simile now. The difference between acting on stage and on screen in television and movies is like the difference between, well, we'll find out. A forum of actors will meet in New York on Saturday, October 2nd as part of the New Yorker Festival. To talk about the differences and similarities between trying to convey fear, hope, love, laughter, and loathing on the small screen, although they're getting larger, the silver screen, and the stage. John Lahr will moderate a discussion between Philip Seymour Hoffman, Edward Norton, and the two actors who join us now. Cynthia Nixon just won an Emmy as one of the stars of Sex and the City. She's appeared in many films. Her Broadway credits include The Women, Indiscretions, Angels in America, and Hurley Burley. Miss Nixon, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And also joining us is Stanley Tucci. Starred in Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune on Broadway and won a Golden Globe and Emmy Award for his HBO film Winchell. Of course, he was also one of the co-stars, co-writers, and director of the film Big Night. Mr. Tucci, thank you for being with us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Do you have any idea how to finish that simile? Or should we ask it towards the end?
I think maybe, ask it towards the end, but ask Phil Hoffman. He might be.
Ask the ones who aren't there.
Yeah.
Well, is it, I don't want to talk ourselves out of an enlightening conversation, but is it as simple as on stage you project to the back row and on the screen you have to keep it small?
It really depends on the tone of the film or the tone of the play. You can't necessarily say that acting on stage is you do it bigger, you do it more, and acting on film you do it smaller, you do it less. It really depends on what's the genre. What is the, is it a farce? And a farce on film, you may be able to sort of modulate your performance the same way you could on the stage.
Let me ask you about the difference in the quality of repetition. On stage, many actors talk about night after night and, you know, twice on Wednesdays. In television and film, of course, there's also a lot of repetition, but it's often take after take after take. And does that introduce any difference in the levels of concentration or your own focus or anything like that, Ms. Nixon?
Well, I just think they're very different muscles. You know, in a film, you might shoot a page a day or you know, maybe a little bit more than that, but often like a page a day. And you do it over and over and over again from many different angles and many different sizes. And, you know, most actors show some judiciousness in, oh, it's my close-up, I'm really going to go for it now, or, you know, I'm working up to it, they're far away, they can't really see what I'm doing, I'm building a house slowly, you know.
I don't really have to know the lines yet.
I really don't really know the lines yet, I'm pulling the sides out of my pocket, and you know, I mean, you know, film acting really seems to be about being able to drop everything and be in the moment in an incredibly present way, but you don't have to be in the moment very long.
Right.
You just have to be in the moment until they yell cut. And you have a lot of people there, hopefully, helping you kind of massage the moment and finesse it and telling you what they're not getting. And in a way, you know, it's the actor's relationship as much with the camera as with any of the other actors.
How do you know if something is laugh-out-loud funny when you're in a movie set and don't have an audience?
I'm the kind of actor who, at this point, I can't deny the fact that there are all these people sitting in this room with me, you know, staring at me. You hear them coughing and talking, and if you stamp your foot, you pick your nose, and then you get the laugh. I think what happens is you can think, okay, well, I got that laugh. I wonder if I could get a bigger laugh or a secondary laugh if I picked my... You know what I mean? If I did this.
Which is a very dangerous question.
It was so dangerous. Then the whole structure starts to fall apart. And what happens is that really, once you set something, really for the most part, that's the structure that has to be maintained in doing a long run of a play. It's something that I, frankly, never want to do again because I just found it... I think it becomes the opposite of acting.
You never want to be in another long-run play?
No.
It's very hard.
It's very hard. Whoever came up with that 8-show-a-week thing was not an actor. It was definitely a producer.
Also, I have to say, also, yeah. You know, I mean, I think, you know, more like a, you know, like an opera schedule where you have these things in your repertoire, but you don't do them Mm-hmm. 8 times a week.
Yeah, I had said this to the guys who produced Frankie and Johnny. I said, oh, we're going to do another play or something. I said, well, why don't we do
two different plays?
Just do two plays. Yeah. And then we just switch it every other night. And now that would be really exciting to me.
Let me ask you both about nudity. Have you both been starkers or nearly nude on stage and on screen?
I have not been nude on stage that I can remember, so that probably means I haven't. and there have been a few times in Sex and the City when I have been pretty much naked from the waist up. I guess that's pretty much what I've done.
Now, Mr. Chuchi, I didn't see Frankie and Johnny, but there was some nudity there, wasn't there, on stage?
Yes, there was some nudity.
By the way, I want you to know I didn't not see the play because I heard that you were nude.
No, I understand.
I didn't take it that way.
Okay, it's fine. I understand. I've never been so insulted in my life. Yes, there was nudity the first, you know, I don't know, five-something minutes of the play. You know, we're naked. And yes, it's uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it at first. And then you get over it. Then, in some ways, that was the part that felt the most comfortable later on.
I have to say, though, that, I mean, because now that I'm thinking about your question, have I ever been nude on stage? I have not been nude on stage, but I was with Jude Law, who was nude on stage in Indiscretions. He was nude very briefly.
Uh-huh.
At the beginning of the first time that I was on stage, he hopped out of a bathtub. It was over in a moment, but I have to say,
you'll remember it forever.
Well, I have to say that it caused such a stir. It was kind of unbelievable. I mean, I think that actors can deal with nudity and they just kind of get past it. But I'm stunned at the effect it has on the audience and how it always would set our audience back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it would just disrupt them, particularly at a matinee. I mean, they would just all, you know, and we would have to get them back.
I know that's what happened with Frankie and Johnny. And it was interesting, as the run went on, it dissipated because the word had spread. Everything was, you know, everybody knew
was
that,
expected.
You know, you were going to be naked, and then you got naked and they got over it.
We know about silent stars who didn't exactly make the transition into talkies because they had a high-pitched voice or a pronounced accent that was inappropriate for some material or whatever. Can you think of examples of actors, perhaps ones who are now safely gone, who were highly accomplished on stage but had some real drawbacks on screen or vice versa?
Well, I was actually thinking of that before. And I must say this is not from personal experience because I never saw her on stage. This is only what I've heard a number of people say, was actually Katharine Hepburn. A woman who has a fair amount of stage experience, you know, certainly has wonderful diction and athleticism and, you know, training, all of these things. But everybody that I know that ever saw her on stage said, it's funny because it's the opposite of what we usually think of a film star's problem, that they would be too small or too real, that somehow she would think because she was on stage, she would come in and she would be enormous. And she would not, you know, she just, you know, there was no sense of, I have to rein this in.
Right.
I'm in close up.
Right.
The other person that I think of was Mary Boland, who's a wonderful character actor. She did, you know, like the mother in Pride and Prejudice and the old Greer Garson. And they would always, and she was very big on stage and on screen. But they would say that when she would start a film, she would generally come from doing a play, and she was so large that they just didn't put any film in the camera for the first day. They would know that nothing they did with her that first day would be usable. would just go through the motions of shooting and then they would, you know.
Then she'd get it out of her system.
Exactly.
Right. And then
exactly.
She'd sort of,
I have to ask you, can we finish the simile? The difference between acting on stage?
No.
Oh, suddenly hold you guys on, clam
hold,
up.
Phil is just coming in the door. What is it again?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Scott.
The difference between acting on stage and on screen and television and movies is like the difference between...
Is like the difference between French, Chinese, and Polish cooking. I don't know.
It's
terrible.
Yeah. It's like the difference between bad apples and bad oranges.
What is that? I'll be the bad apple. You want to be the bad orange?
Uh-huh. It's been a pleasure to talk to both of you. Thanks very much. Cynthia Nixon and Stanley Tucci, two of the actors appearing at the New Yorker Festival on a panel called The Method, Acting on Stage and on Screen. And I think we can say they have a simile ready. There's an extended interview with Stanley Tucci and Cynthia Nixon. Oh, boy, does it go on. Delightful, though. You can find it at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.